Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace before God. Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as we can see from today's readings, Our Lady was prefigured in the scriptures before all things. Because in the mind of God, God had predestined that his son would be born of a woman. And so therefore Our Lady, in the same decree which sent Jesus Christ into the world to save us, decreed that he would be born of a woman. And St. Bonaventure tells us of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother, of the great king, by reason of her noble conception. The reason why Our Lady is the queen of heaven and earth, her queenship, is because she is the mother of the king. In the scriptures, the queen mother was the queen, not the wife, because many kings had several wives and there would be too much dispute. So therefore, the mother was the queen of the kingdom. And Our Lady, being the mother of Jesus, as the angel tells us, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. And we know that from the prophet Isaiah, that was also foretold, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. So from all eternity, God had this most wonderful plan. And he knew that Our Lady would be the mother of Jesus and therefore the queen of heaven and earth. And we see these beautiful words from the angel filled with meaning for all of us today. The Lord will give him the throne of David, his father, and he shall be king over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now, this is certainly very important for us as we look at the kings of the world and the leaders of the world who take over and are not following the law of God. Christ is the only king. And his kingdom shall last forever and ever. And we know that soon that Jesus will come, as St. John tells us, Jesus will come soon. He said that 2,000 years ago, but what's a few thousand years in the light of eternity? And Jesus will come soon, coming with all his power and might, with his angels, and show the world that he is truly the king. So we rejoice at that. We rejoice also in this wonderful predilection for the Blessed Virgin Mary. As the mother of the Son who reigns eternally, Our Lady will reign as mother of the King, as the Queen Mother. As Queen, she will sit at his right hand of his royal throne, sitting at the right hand of Jesus. Jesus will give this honor to his mother, as it is only fitting, as she is the one who brought him forth and gave him life. It is written on the thigh of Jesus, as we know from the scriptures, that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So if he is the king, Our Lady is the queen. Our Lady is thus queen of heaven and earth. And we see this, as St. Bonaventure tells us, in the Book of Revelation, the Apocalypse. Behold a great sign, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars. So we see this in the final book of the scriptures, the great sign, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, showing that she's queen of heaven and earth. And the 12 stars tell us that she's the queen of the 12 apostles and the 12 tribes of Israel. Mary outshines all others. The psalmist tells us, your throne, O God, stands forever and ever. The queen takes her place at your right hand. Taking her place at his right hand, this is the state of the highest blessedness, for it shows us the glory of the soul, Our Lady sitting at the right hand of her Son. Continuing, the psalmist says, in garments of gold, that is clothed of glorious immortality, which was proper for the Blessed Virgin Mary, to be clothed in glorious garments, as she was, St. Bonaventure tells us, was assumed into heaven. As Jesus ascended into heaven, rightfully, not to be buried in the earth, the food of worms, so the woman who gave him his life, who gave him his existence in this world, so she should also be brought to heaven, as we see with Our Lady's Assumption. It is fitting in the fullness of to give Our Lady the fullness of grace at her conception, so it would be fitting to have her the fullness of glory in her Assumption and coronation. So Our Lady, as we saw today, the angel said, Hail, full of grace. And this was lavished upon her because she was going to be the Mother of God. As Pope Pius IX tells us, no one can understand how great Our Lady is or how holy she is. Only God, who created her, can understand this. So at the conception of Jesus, Our Lady was there with the fullness of grace. And so if she had the fullness of grace at the conception of Jesus, so it was fitting that she would have the fullness of grace and glory at her Assumption. As a part of a little addenda, in a way, and related to Our Lady in today's world, we know Our Lady came to Fatima, right? And she was the Queen of Prophets. We also know the story of Pope Leo XIII, when he overheard God talking to the devil, and the devil said he could destroy his church in 100 years. And the Lord God said, yes, you have 100 years. This is why Our Lady came to Fatima, to counteract the devil's work. We see that also in the scriptures, the eternal enmity between Satan and Our Lady. How when Our Lady was, we see the great sign in heaven, there was also another sign, a great red dragon in heaven. So this is the eternal enmity between the woman and the dragon. The woman who is the woman of Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between her seed and your seed. We also know from the various writers that every angel was given a test. And it is said that the test that the angels were given is, would they adore Jesus Christ, the Son of God, a man, both God and man? And also, would they also pay homage to his mother, who was going to be the queen? And she, a woman, she would be the queen of angels. And they said, we will not serve. They were too proud to bow down to even God, who became a man, and his mother. And this is what we mean by the enmity between the woman and her seed. And we know that the woman shall conquer him, so because she is the queen of heaven and earth. And this is why the devil hates the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we know from the book of the Apocalypse how he makes war on her and her children. Children, the seed of Jesus Christ and the followers of Jesus Christ. And we see that today. And this is what Our Lady tried to warn us of in Fatima, telling us that Russia would spread her errors, atheistic communism, a tool of the devil, and all the other people who do the work of the devil in our world, who promote sin, abortion, contraception, homosexuality, all the culture of death which is right from hell. So it's a great battle, my friends. It was a great battle in heaven with Michael and the angels, and so it is a great battle on earth. But we're assured of victory of Our Lady. The victory is ours. The only difference is that we have to work at it now. We can't see that victory, but Our Lady did tell us that in the end, My Immaculate Heart will triumph. She, who is the Queen of heaven and earth, will triumph over evil and Satan, and there'll be peace in the world for a time. Now we have trouble and anxiety because the devil has power, and he only has power because of sin. As soon as we give up sin, and as Our Lady said at Fatima, stop offending God, who's too much offended by sin, the devil will lose all his power. So let us pray the Holy Rosary each day. Let us live good lives. Let us ask Our Lady, the Queen of heaven and earth, to help us to see the meaning of this life and the great warfare that exists between good and evil. And let us always choose to do good, not to commit sin, not to offend God. And then we too will be with Jesus and Our Lady, who is sitting at His right hand in His kingdom for all eternity. May the Lord bless you.
Fructum ventris tuum.